He was 2 and a half and he became ill and he died very quickly. He got septicemia. He was initially diagnosed as having had an ear infection and they were going to treat him with antibiotics, but he very quickly developed the rash on his back, the purple rash, and we knew then that something was very seriously wrong. And the doctor did call a consultant to come and have a look at him, and he in turn called the intensive care team from the LGI in Leeds. They came over, by which time the rash had spread quite dramatically, and they took a number of hours to stabilise him so that he was able to travel by ambulance to the Leeds Infirmary. And he travelled okay. He was stable when he arrived, but he died at 10 o'clock that evening. He'd been admitted to Harrogate Hospital at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he died by 10 o'clock that evening. My own son had meningitis when he was 9. We were fortunate in that he was given antibiotics and he was diagnosed with a sinus infection. And I think really that saved his life. And I think it's very, very important that this immunisation programme is introduced for all children, even, teenagers. My grandson is now 16, my second grandson. He's going to be doing A levels. He's going to be going to university, hopefully. And again, that is a group of teenagers that are prone to this infection, which is absolutely the worst possible thing you can imagine. I've had 3 cases of it in my family. My father's brother died of it when he was 9. My father's brother died when he was 5. My son had it when he was 9, and my grandson died when he was 2. So it's very close to my heart, and I know how the NHS is under pressure, but I think that if there's any doubt whatsoever, if there's an ill child, they should be tested for this and not just sent home with paracetamol and told, it's a virus. I think it's more important to test and be on the safe side rather than risk a child suffering. My grandson died, but some children lose limbs and do survive and have to live the rest of their life with those problems. And I just feel that the immunisation problem is critical. I think it should be introduced. And I also think that children that go to A&E should be dealt with immediately and not left in a waiting room for 3, 4, 5, 6 hours before being seen.